All right, good Friday. Good Friday morning to you. 13 and a half in front of 6 o'clock and 34 degrees at our studios in Hallie between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. This is the day in 1968. Jump right to today in history. This is the day in 1968 that Martin Luther King delivered a speech that seemed to foreshadow what would happen to him less than 24 hours later.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
King then assassinated the next day there in Memphis. Also this morning on WWIB, I guess we'll kind of do things in reverse order. Today in history first, and then an item worth noting about cottage cheese. Yeah, a dietitian is highlighting the nutritional value of cottage cheese. Dr. Kristen Kirkpatrick with the Cleveland Clinic says cottage cheese has a lot of helpful bacteria, is a great source for protein, and is not an ultra-processed food.
So you can get a whipped cottage cheese, or you can take cottage cheese, put it in your blender, and it will whip it for you. So it will make it really nice and creamy, and then you don't get that idea of like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing these chunks.
Yeah, she says versions that are higher in protein and fat may keep you fuller for longer. Kirkpatrick says cottage cheese can be a great addition to the diet, but those who are lactose intolerant have to be careful because it could cause gut issues. And finally, at 193 years old, imagine being that old, Jonathan the tortoise is the world's oldest known land animal. He's also very much alive. That became noteworthy this week when rumors of his death started spreading online. Because all the commotion came on April Fool's Day, it could have been easy to write the whole episode off as a hoax. However, Jonathan the tortoise's caretaker says it was more like a con. He tells USA Today someone claiming to be him set up a fake account on X, lied to the world about Jonathan's passing, and then asked for crypto donations. Guinness World Records say that Jonathan the tortoise is believed to have been born around 1832. Think of the things he's seen in his life. He spent most of his very long life on St. Helena Island, a British territory in the South Atlantic. And finally, it is Good Friday, and songs regarding the cross, and there's a particular one you want to hear. Try me out at 715-396-1670, and we'll see what we can do. But doing the best we can here this morning to get you focused on the Savior. But I know we're going to stick with our same devotion. It's Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And today, April 3rd, is loving people the way Jesus did will take leaps, not steps. Luke 18:22 says, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Goff says, confession. I'm a little ambivalent about personality tests, he says. I don't mean the kind that tell you if you're a Gryffindor or a Slytherin or what your rapper name would be. At the time I was writing this devotional, one test called the Enneagram was all the rage. People can't tell if it's a cult or something. People are always asking me what my number is, 1 through 9, or they're telling me what my number is. They're just sure of it. Goff says, while I'm not against a little self-understanding, knowing more about yourself should never head fake you into thinking you've become more like Jesus. He says, a test might help you take steps toward a healthier and more well-balanced life, but loving people the way Jesus did will take leaps, not steps. Says Jesus said to take all our time, our energy, our dreams, and our things, and to handle them like gifts for others to unwrap. He invited us into a selfless way of life that changes where we live, how we live, and who we love. Loving like Jesus, says Bob Goff, means having a spirit of welcome for everyone, even the people who talk too loud and drink straight from the carton in our fridge. It means our first response is yes when we're asked to help someone move on a Saturday morning. I think if Jesus came up with a personality test, says Goff, it would ask all about how we love sacrificially and if we're looking for something to improve or a way to grow. Jesus' life is the only test we need. Today's question on this Good Friday from Bob Goff's devotion is, what feels uncomfortable inside you as you ponder going all in with Jesus? Time for another Film Friday. On the line with us, our Chippewa Falls friend, Andrea Polnasek from ChippewaFallsMovie.com, and also AndreaPolnasek.com and TheBoylanSisters.com. I don't know. That's a lot to keep track of, Andrea.
It is a lot to keep track of. Got lots of hats.
We talked with you last week about this big, hairy, audacious goal, this idea of a Christmas movie becoming the first of 10 movies in 10 years, all with the Chippewa Falls base. Any updates from the week gone by?
Well, I would say mostly just a lot of excitement. Everybody that I talk to is excited and wants to know how they can help and what it's going to look like. And so I guess my biggest piece of the puzzle right now is finishing up the script so people can start to read it and get a vision for what the story is going to be.
And so do you have a title in mind?
Well, right now it is The Pines of Chippewa Falls. Because it's going to be set at the traditional tree farm, and it's really a family story of their first Christmas with their patriarch gone and trying to keep the business going, as well as figuring out how to have joy when you're in the middle of grief. So,
all right, very good. The Pines of Chippewa Falls. Again, people can learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. ChippewaFallsMovie.com and ways that they can be involved. But speaking of family, I want our listeners, our WIB listeners, to continue to get to know you initially here in these Film Friday conversations. And so you grew up the oldest of four pastor kids there in Massachusetts. So on this Good Friday, what do you remember about Good Friday and the Boylan household and particularly being a pastor's kid?
Yeah, my dad was a pastor of a congregational church for 50 years. I grew up in church my whole life and always loved it. I know some people rebel, but I just always loved it, loved the community that church creates. And what's interesting about Good Friday is that I grew up in Massachusetts, which is a very liberal state. We did not get off of school for Good Friday. And we actually my church didn't do anything on Good Friday, but we actually celebrated Maundy Thursday. So Thursday night was a service where we had communion, and I will never forget because my dad did a series of messages for each Maundy Thursday. He would personify one of the disciples at the Last Supper. So for 12 years, we went through each of the disciples and what their perspective and their personality and what it would have been like to be at the Last Supper. And so that's one of the wonderful things that I remember about the Easter season growing up.
Oh, what a great idea. And what wonderful memories as well. Huh.
Well, yeah,
that's terrific. Well, I've had the chance to meet your dad and even well into his 80s, he's still a terrific golfer, isn't he?
He is. He's a terrific golfer. Last year, I got to go with them to the Senior Olympics. He has qualified for the Senior Olympics for the last 15 years.
Huh. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, William Boylan, so thinking of him here this Easter. Well, thanks so much, Andrea. Again, we'll continue to look forward to these Film Friday conversations with you. And again, people continue to learn more about at ChippewaFallsMovie.com, what you've got going, what you've got brewing there in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our CCM Song Showdown, we've reached our final matchup this morning.
This is the championship, Havo, and Phil Wickham and Toby Mac squaring off two great songs. Mm-hmm. And again, you decide between the songs. That's why it's called a Song Showdown. And we'll play them for you shortly after their introductions, but two great ones.
Absolutely. And again, it's not like it's the one and the two seed. I don't know. You give him my best shot. Toby Mac was a five seed. He'll go second. Phil Wickham was a six. Phil going with the King is in the Room. Julie Smith and Eau Claire behind him, and then the Derricks family in Plum City going with Toby Mac Faithfully.
So, which song do you like more, The King is in the Room or Faithfully? You can vote now, or you can listen to them both and then vote. But two ways to vote, one by text on the WIB listener line, 715-396-1670. Get a bonus vote on the post that's live right now in our private Facebook group, The WWIB Wake Up Show. It's a group, not a page, but find that group on Facebook. Ask to be let in if you're not already part of it, and comment on the post again that is live right now in the group. So without further ado, here's Julie from Eau Claire telling us why she chose Phil Wickham's song, The King is in the Room.
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire, and I can think of no better way to end this CCM tournament than with the exuberant praise of Phil Wickham's The King is in the Room. Chains have to break, shame has to leave, dry bones awake. All because Jesus, our King, gave us life everlasting. He is risen. Our King is in the room, so let us praise. Thanks for voting today.
Hello, WWIB. This is Lily Derricks. My song is Faithfully by Toby Mac. This song is one of encouragement to those that are going through tough times. Life can be so hard at times. Our world can feel like it's broken into pieces, but God is always there. God is faithful. Thank you for your support in voting for Faithfully by Toby Beck. I hope you are encouraged by the song today.
Sometimes it seems the world's unraveling around us. We fear it all may one day come undone. We can't forget the one who came before us. To forgive the past and bring hope for what's to come. When it all comes crashing down, the cross still stands alone. And on this our faith is built and our courage is made strong. When the world falls apart and you fear for your home, there's a tower of peace, it's still the cross. So bring your sick and your poor and your longing for more to the place of relief, it's still the cross. There is hope for the lost, it's still the cross. Sometimes it seems that I have been forgotten.
FFH, Still the Cross here in WWIB. Pausing for a moment. I wasn't planning to share this, but I'll try to keep it brief here. So that song has a special meaning for me, FFH, Still the Cross, because when I was at a very, very low point in my life spiritually, I was in college at the time, and again, the pressures of being a young man and not knowing what the future is, and of course, stress of being a college student, all of that. But I remember it was shortly after my Uncle Mark had been found dead in his truck. And I was just, you know, a pastor's kid raised in the church, going to a Bible college, and I came to this point spiritually where I was like, I don't think I believe any of this. I don't think any of this makes sense. I don't think that this is real. I just don't know that I want any part of this anymore. And I remember I probably was doing homework or something, listening to music on my computer in my dorm room. And that song by FFH came on. It's still the cross. God's love letter to us. Saying, I love you. Not because you're worthy of my love, like the new song from Matthew West goes. Not because we deserve it, but just because he loves us and reached out to us. And so at that low point of my spiritual life, hearing that song, it is still the cross. It is still the tower of peace. It is still the place of relief. That cross, that all of creation and the fall of creation and all of humanity's despair. But we can point to the cross and say, that is love. And the cross points to the empty tomb 3 days later to say, that is God's power revealed, that he would send his son, his perfect, sinless son, Jesus, to die in our place, to pay the price that we deserved, and then would conquer death forever so that we would have hope. Still the cross. That is the hope we have on this Good Friday, this Easter season, and every day. And the invitation, come. Come unto Jesus.
Well, the CCM Song Showdown, the voting is closed. Our final matchup between Julie and Eau Claire nominating Phil Wickham's The King is in the Room against the Derricks family in Plum City nominating Toby Mac's Faithfully. We've got a winner. Voting was very close and very active, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for all the participation all throughout this, for all of you nominating artists and songs, for sending in your voicemail introductions. Uh-huh. That always adds so much.
Yeah.
And thank you for voting, again, with two methods in the Facebook group and by text. It's so much fun to have your participation. And this one came down to two votes.
Mm.
Your vote matters. Your vote matters here in the Wib Wake Up Show by two votes. And Havo, the winner is...
Toby Mac.
Toby Mac, our first repeat champion in the history of this. Now, he won, what, 4 years ago?
2022, yeah.
2022 and back in 2026. Toby Mac on top once again. Congratulations to the Derricks family. Well done by Phil Wickham and Julie Smith nominating him. Thank you again, everybody who participated. Toby Mac, our CCM Song Showdown champion here in 2026. Well, we like to get you caught up on Friday mornings here on the Wib Wake Up Show with everything you might have missed and what's going on in the world. News, sports, politics, pop culture, but we bring it to you in condensed fashion because we respect your time. We know you're busy folk. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Today's parents think children should ideally be starting their future career path at the age of 5.5.
So I guess forget nap time and playgrounds. These kids need to start networking on LinkedIn.
Get with it.
President Donald Trump says the TSA agents will start getting paid.
Apparently, airport security employees can't live on confiscated nail clippers and bottles of shampoo.
Doesn't work.
A survey finds those who give up Facebook for Lent spend more time on other social media sites during that period.
So congratulations, you've managed to swap one data harvesting overlord for a different one. Researchers are finding high levels of microplastics in forests and mountains.
Well, no wonder mountain air always smells so fresh. It's been carefully wrapped in plastic.
So that's why.
Researchers found we can move our bodies in various ways that can actually help us solve complex problems.
He's either taking a dance break or doing algebra.
One of the two.
A truck carrying tons of Kit Kat bars was stolen in Europe.
It was a kidnapping.
There you go.
And finally, according to a study, trying just one cigarette leads most people to a daily smoking habit.
It's just the Wib Wake Up Show. WWIB has become an annual tradition, our Mom's Night Off contest with our friends at Festival Foods. And we have the first winner as we lead up into Mother's Day. Our first winner drawn this week was Bree Larson from Eau Claire. She's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
So I noticed on your entry you said three kids and two jobs. Moms are always busy, but it seems like you take it next level.
Yeah, we keep pretty busy around here.
So running all around constantly. What are the ages of your kids?
9, almost 11, and 13.
So, again, I'm sure you've got lots of activities, not only school, but extracurriculars and things like that, too, and just life probably keeps you running all the time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Hey, we're going to give you, courtesy of Festival Foods, a $25 Festival Foods gift card and 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes. I know you're saying, hey, maybe grabbing something from that heat and eat section at Festival Foods from the deli could be really nice when you're constantly going out and about.
Absolutely, yes.
And a lot of great movies as well at Micon Cinemas, so hopefully you'll be able to take someone special and enjoy a night away, maybe just yourself, get a little mom time.
Right, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see with your schedule. Well, Bree, congratulations. And again, we and our friends at Festival Foods, we just want to honor mothers at each Friday here leading into Mother's Day 2026. And thank you for all you do, seen and unseen, because I know a lot of it might seem below the surface or beyond the radar's capability. We don't always see what moms do, but we know you do a ton and you hold families together. So thank you for what you do for your family, Bree.
Well, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. We'll let you go now and get back to it. Bree Larson from Eau Claire, our first winner in our Mom's Night Off contest with Festival Foods. You can enter as well, too, WWIB.com. I think I mentioned earlier on, it's a free fuel Friday, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers, and we are paying back what someone paid at the pump several times today. This is the first one, and I do believe in the history of Free Fuel Fridays, and thank you to Marquardt for sponsoring it multiple years in a row now. I do believe this may be one of the largest, if not the largest, receipts we ever paid back. And I remember looking at this receipt, and it's like, wow, it was like $4.89 or $4.98 a gallon. So I'm not sure if it's premium or diesel or what, but this was not cheap. This was not cheap. And here's our winner. So we're paying back this in its entirety, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. With a fuel receipt tallying $120.03, our next Free Fuel Fridays winner is Jennifer Cox from Barron.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Jennifer Cox from Barron. We will be mailing you a check for $120.03 thanks to Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. Friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying back these painful gas receipts every Friday, more today and through April 10th, which is next week. Go to WWIB.com/freefuel to submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. We're also giving one of you $500 in gas next Friday at the end of the contest. Enter now at WWIB.com/freefuel. That's WWIB.com/freefuel.
17 and a half hours of the WIB Wake Up Show for the week. We've boiled it down to 3+ minutes.
Did you ever wonder who invented chicken nuggets?
I never really wondered that, but I'm very thankful someone did because it's fed my children for a long time.
Our final winner is Allison Nordgren. Allison, you're our grand prize winner. And we heard about her birthday from Lisa Helgeson earlier this month. Allison, on March 25th, had a birthday described as an amazing mom of twin 5-year-old boys. She homeschools, keeps a nice home, works hard without recognition. And boy, is she going to love the prize package that she just won. Our Celebrations Monthly winner, Allison Nordgren. Congratulations.
Jeff Levering on the Brewers TV network as Christian Yelich delivered a decisive blow with a pinch hit 3-run home run to help the Brewers take the lead and take down the White Sox 9-7 at home.
My highlight of the weekend was going out to Avenue Orchard for the egg hunt. We weren't there for the egg hunt. We actually missed it. They said it lasted all of 3 minutes because the kids that was, they said they had about 200 kids there. It was crazy, but it was so much fun watching those kids they were having. Oh my goodness. They were, had all these games out for them to play. And they were having so much fun. And, amongst that crowd, I was able to find my granddaughter. And she was so excited to see me and give me a hug, and I just really loved it.
So again, the nonprofit of WIB Inc. has tallied up everyone who did this, has put them into a random drawing, and we have used our random number generator to determine who wins this huge grand prize package, and it is Ann Vollendorf from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Ann, the grand prize winner.
Congratulations, Ann. We're so happy for you and your family. Thanks so much for being a supporter of WIB Incorporated this month. And she took part in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, so you may have seen the video on our social media. Ann said, we don't do a lot of sports or at least a lot of basketball in our house, but we do a lot of laundry. And so she filmed herself shooting dirty clothes into the washing machine with a WIB magnet on there. Very cool. So love the video. And also I'm reading as well that she sponsored, there's a homeschool tour and sponsored kids shooting on our Little Tykes hoop here in studio. So thank you so much, Ann, for the wonderful support, and enjoy these prizes to the fullest. Thank you so much for all the participation all throughout this, for all of you nominating artists and songs, for sending in your voicemail introductions. Uh-huh. That always adds so much.
Yeah.
And thank you for voting again with two methods in the Facebook group and by text. It's so much fun to have your participation. And this one came down to two votes. Your vote matters. Your vote matters here in the WIB Wake Up Show by two votes. And Havo, the winner is
Toby Mack.
Toby Mack, our first repeat champion in the history of this. Now, he won, what, 4 years ago?
2022, yeah.
2022 and back in 2026. Toby Mack on top once again. Congratulations to the Derricks family. Well done by Phil Wickham and Julie Smith nominating him. Thank you again, everybody who participated. Toby Mack, our CCM Song Showdown champion here in 2026.
Best of the week.
There you go. Thank you, Alvo, as always, for putting that together.